Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Surfaces 2014, and I'm in the Armstrong space, and I'm with Tom Mangus, the new CEO of Armstrong Flooring Worldwide, and with Kevin Biederman, Senior Vice President of Armstrong Flooring Residential. Guys, you doing all right?
Doing great. Having a great show and thoroughly enjoying it.
Doing well, thanks.
All right, Tom, you know, this is the first time I've interviewed you. Let's spend just a couple minutes talking with you, if you would. 2 months in the role, took over from Frank Reddy. You've been, though, at Armstrong for 4 years as the CFO of Armstrong World Industries, right?
That's right. It's been a four-year run. I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
All right, so you've taken care of the finance side of the whole business, which is ceilings and flooring and cabinets, and now you're focusing just on the flooring business.
That's right. I started in the beginning of 2010. Since then, you know, the focus has been on ceilings and flooring. We actually divested the cabinets business about a year ago, and we've had a great run of, you know, driving a transformation of the company. Been a great partner with Frank Reddy and Matt Espy, our current CEO, and I'm really excited for this new challenge in flooring.
And before you came here 4 years ago, you were with Procter & Gamble.
That's right. I started right out of undergrad with P&G in finance and been a finance professional there. In a variety of categories, including, you know, the key brands like Tide and Pantene. Been in manufacturing. I've called on customers both in North America and abroad. I lived in Istanbul and had finance responsibility for Turkey, Central Asia, and the Caucasus. About any country that ended in Stan, I had responsibility for. Had a large organization in Kazakhstan. Came back and was the CFO of two of P&G's businesses. First time back, I was in charge of laundry, so fabric care, brands like Tide, Downy, Bounce, their international equivalents like Ariel, and then went to beauty and grooming, which was a $28 billion business for P&G, brands like Gillette, Pantene, our prestige fragrances like Hugo Boss, Dolce & Gabbana, skincare like Olay. It's a great business and, you know, a lot of fun at P&G. Happy to make the change to come to Armstrong.
You know, one of the things I like about hearing your background is P&G is a marketing company. They don't think marketing is the brochure and internet people that, you know, let's make pretty stuff. They actually know that marketing is strategy. So I think that's going to be neat to have you in our business with that kind of background. Another thing I'd like to point out, just looking at you and talking to you, you don't have a green visor on. Yes, you've got a finance background, but you've actually been doing strategic work and relationship work with some of these accounts through your career, right?
That's right. They made me put the green visor away before I came to the show. But in fact, you know, one of the things that was great about P&G is our focus on key business drivers. We were working on how do you build the business at Walmart? How do you build it at Costco? How do you expand distribution in emerging markets? How do you build a supply chain to be cost effective? And really, that's what Armstrong wanted when they recruited me, is, you know, that understanding of how to win with winning customers. How do you build out a cost effective supply chain? And one of the things I'm working on with this team is, you know, trying to get under the skin of what are the key business drivers so we can invest in it. You know, it's not just the brochure, it's the displays, it's the web presence, and, you know, the variety of tools that attract consumers to our brands and have them select that over a competition.
Okay, so once you come in here, get a little bit more acclimated, have you had any time to figure out whether you make some fundamental business strategy changes? Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Sure. Last year, you know, we had a great year in residential on the top line. Growing sales was, you know, a strength of ours in 2013. We had great product innovation. We had great quality. We had a little bit of market tailwind from builder segment. So nothing's broken at Armstrong. Where we struggled last year was on cost and supply chain. We had a tough commodity environment for wood that bit us last year. We weren't really prepared for the surge in volume we experienced in the first quarter compared to the fourth quarter of 2012. So really what I'm focusing on first and foremost is my priorities, you know, getting the wood business back on track. We've taken pricing. We've got our supply chain, you know, corrected. We've got people hired and trained. We're working on being effective at driving mix into the business. So that's really my first priority, which is really what held Armstrong back last year, was our performance in wood. Next, you know, I really want to make sure that we're following through on our strategy. We've invested $115 million in total in China to build plants there to support Asian demand in China, Southeast Asia, India, Middle East. And we want to, those plants came out of the ground in 2013, and we're trying to commercialize them. We want to make sure we get the volume pull through on that. So really no change in strategy there, but making sure strategy is executed. And then my next priority really is making sure we're winning in North America. North America is a huge market for us. It's the bulk of the sales, the bulk of the profitability. I'm hopeful that 2014 can be a great year, both in market and an ability to drive some of the great innovation the team has put in place prior to me getting here and driving that to the market to grow some share.
And same strategy as far as go to market through distribution, right?
no change in our strategy. You know, I've been spending a lot of time with our North American distribution partners, both at the show, prior to the show. In fact, my first official day on the job, I was in Chicago meeting with our Bravo Network distribution partners and trying to establish a relationship and listen to, you know, what's working, what's not working. Frankly, that's what I've been putting a lot of my time into at Surfaces, is listening.
One last question that ties in with an editorial I just wrote, which will be in our February issue, is all of these announcements about investment in LVT, does that concern you as perhaps we're going to have more capacity than North America can consume?
Well, we were the first to come out and say we're going to build a plant in North America on LVT, and we wanted to put the stake in the ground. You know, sure, I'd prefer that other people weren't following so fast, but you know what? It's an exciting growth category, and our assessment is there's plenty of growth in this business for us all to coexist. We're going to drive a premium service quality product portfolio. It's a significant cost savings for us, and I think, yeah, it would be better that if there were fewer competitors, but that's the nature of the beast. You know, we're a flooring company. We're going to be the innovator, a quality leader, and this is going to enable us to do that.
Great, Tom. Good to meet you and spend a little bit of time with you. Kevin, let's talk a little bit about this show, if you would. Just a couple of the highlights of some of the things that you're introducing, some of the people you're meeting with, and tell me what people are excited about that they've seen.
Well, I think we're an industry that's gone through some tough times. In the last couple of years, people have been hopeful that the market would be better. I think now they're pretty confident it'll be better, and it's good to see, and I think we're ready for it. If you look around our booth, we've got a ton of products that we think will make a big difference for our customers, for consumers. So you can just go down all the product categories. We've got FastTac, which is just an amazing installation technology in LVT with terrific visuals that we're rolling out today. On the sheet side, we've got new cushion step visuals. We've actually installed it on our showroom floor next to very high-end Alterna LVT, and you can't tell the difference unless you look at the little placard. So excited about that, excited obviously about the new Alterna shapes and sizes that's coming out. In wood, we're continuing with more scrapes in different species, both in solid and engineered. And laminate, we got the Innovation Award, which we're very proud of and appreciate everyone supporting us for our architectural remnants. So really in all categories, it's not, you know, like, wow, it's a game changer, but there's some awesome stuff. And there's been a lot of great buzz. So, you know, we've met with all of our top customers. Our distributors are out here helping us sell. And it's fun. And I think what makes it fun is there's a lot of confidence out there that we'll have a pretty good market. And those in the business, that's not been the case the last few years. So we're looking forward to a real good year.
You know, I can second what you're saying around enthusiasm and smiles. And I know that when you come to these shows, sometimes people place orders. Sometimes they just come for the relationship. Talk a little bit about order placement. Is that up from this time last year?
You know, actually, I haven't gotten accounting for it. You really have a couple of different kinds of customers here. You do have the folks that buy at Surfaces. They come with their budget, and it's a primary part of their business. For us, that's a very, very small part of what we do. But we do have that. We've got a specials room, and it's there, but it's insignificant. But as everyone knows that does this type of business, the deals aren't done until the last day, and there's usually a big rush in the last day to get them done. Most of the customers are long-term throughout the year, and here we're rolling out our new products. We're showing them what they're doing, and we're putting our business plans in place on how we can execute. So that's fundamentally what we're doing here.
Other than products, are you rolling out any new programs as far as merchandising or any kind of support program?
Sure. We have an amazing new Alterna display that we think is terrific on all bases that we'll be showing to our customers. We've got a new sheet display that will house all the cushion step new products that are coming out, and it's just terrific way it showcases and allows folks to sell the product. Also for our preferred partners and elite partners, we're talking to them about changes in the program with lead management and things like that. So there's in all aspects, there's just a variety of things that goes on at the show.
Okay, guys, well, it was great to spend time with you again. We've been talking to Tom Mangus, the new CEO of Armstrong Flooring Worldwide, and with Kevin Biederman, Senior Vice President of Flooring Residential. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.